Spring has officially sprung in the Eastern Sierra. The sun is shining, the snow is softening, and the allergies, well, they're arriving right on schedule. But while you're dusting off your hiking boots or debating whether it's still too soon to store the winter gear, we've got the latest local updates to keep you in the know. Coming up in today's show, a can't-miss event for film buffs, a community fundraiser with a little competitive flair, and of course, the latest on local sports. Because our Bishop Broncos, they've been busy. Plus, we'll check in on the weather to see if spring is really here to stay or if winter is one more trick or two up its sleeve. So grab your favorite local brew, settle in, and let's get into it. A quick reminder that the annual Blake Jones Trout Derby is happening this Saturday, March 22nd in Bishop, California. Unfortunately, online registration has already closed, but day of registration opens at 6 a.m. at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. Participants will compete for nearly $10,000 in prizes, including float tubes, Yeti coolers, barbecues, rod and reel combos. Scales will be open from 11 to 3, with the final weigh-in at 3 p.m. Please note, winners must be present to collect prizes, and there are no ATMs on the site, so bring cash. What I always tell people anyway. Additional activities include basket raffles and a paddleboard drawing. Food and beverages, including hamburgers, soft drinks, and alcoholic beverages, will be available for purchase. For those interested in local history, the Eastern Sierra History Journal is an annual publication featuring selected papers from the Eastern Sierra History Conference. The latest volume offers in-depth insight into our region's rich past, including Mount Whitney, Grant Lake, Deep Springs College, and mules. It's a valuable resource for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of the Eastern Sierra's heritage. For more information on this journal, please visit the Sierra Forever website. Looking to take control of your energy costs while making a positive impact on the planet? At High Point Solar, they bring affordable, reliable, and clean energy straight to your home or business. Serving California, we specialize in custom solar solutions designed to fit your unique energy needs. Whether you're looking to lower your electricity bills, increase your energy independence, or boost your property value, we've got you covered. With High Point Solar, you get expert installation, top-tier solar technology, and unmatched customer service, all with the goal of helping you save thousands on energy costs. Plus, with a variety of financing options available, switching to solar has never been easier. So why wait? Go solar today with High Point Solar and power your future with clean, renewable energy. Visit highpoint-solar.com or call 760-937-5849 to get your free solar consultation. So don't wait. Cut the cord with High Point Solar and enjoy your energy independence. The Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater has announced it will host the Tahoe Adventure Film Festival Road Tour on April 5th at 7 p.m. This is the first time the event has returned since COVID. This high-energy event showcases the best adventure sports films of the year and highlights top talent in the action sports world. The festival promises to fuel your passions for adventure and ignite your senses. Best of all, it's free to attend. I also want to point out about the Mammoth Lakes Rep Theater. POTUS is going off this weekend and next weekend, and it is one of the funnier plays I have ever seen. Some of the actresses, well, let me just put it this way. Every actress in it is incredible. It's one of the better plays that I've seen. You truly, truly need to go see it. Just from the first word of the play. Trust me. Looking ahead, the Ridgecrest Lions Club is hosting a bingo fundraiser on Saturday, April 12th at the Kerr McGee Center, 100 West California Avenue, Ridgecrest, California. Doors open at 9 a.m. with early bird bingo starting at 10 a.m. The main event begins at 11 a.m. Tickets are $40 for presale and include 20 games with 6 cards per sheet, each game offering a $200 payout with 145 players. Funds raised support local initiatives such as the fireworks show, safe grad night, and high school scholarships. Participants must be 18 or older to attend, and food and drink may be purchased to support local Scout Troop 760. Social media is more than just posts. It's your brand's voice, your community's connection, and your ticket to standing out in the Eastern Sierra. Whether you're brewing the best coffee, grilling up local favorites, or hosting must-see events, Eastern Sierra Now can take your social media game to the next level. So you can focus on what you do best, whether that's delicious Mexican food, continuing an annual event at the heart of the region, or healing the community through functional medicine. We can provide engaging content, local audience targeting, and growth-boosting strategies. Let's turn your followers into loyal customers. Message us today to get started. Up next, it looks like there's an exciting weekend of events, starting with First Ascents in, your guess is as good as mine, Kiqtaaluk, Q-I-K-I-Q-T-A-A-L-U-K. Have at it. Tell me in the posts in the comments below how to pronounce that phonetically, please. With Brandon Adams at C5 Art Studios tonight at 6 p.m. The event features stories and pictures from legendary Sierra climber Brandon Adams' adventure in, same word, or Baffin Island. Mono Art Council will also be hosting an open mic night tonight at the Bridgeport Memorial Hall, starting at 6 p.m. For the theater lovers, this is the second week, I was talking about this already, it's the second weekend of the Mammoth Rep Theater's POTUS, or Behind Every Dumbass, or Seven Women Trying to Keep Him Alive. There will be shows tonight and tomorrow, starting at 7 p.m., with a matinee show on Sunday at 4. Tickets are $20 online. Fishers can rejoice as the Blake Jones Trout Derby is finally here. We covered most of the information already, but as a reminder, day of registration opens tomorrow at 6 a.m., with scales open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and final weigh-in at 3 p.m. Also tomorrow, C5 Art Studios is hosting an ecstatic freeform dance session starting at 10:30 a.m. Nature lovers and history enthusiasts can look forward to tomorrow's Ranger program at Alabama Hills about the 1872 Lone Pine earthquake. This event takes place at Whitney Portal Road entrance. Station starting at 11 a.m. with an additional Ranger pop-up table opening at 10 a.m. at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. The No Man's Land Film Festival, highlighting women and genderqueer individuals in film, will take place again tomorrow at Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center from 6 p.m. 6:15 a.m. through 7 p.m. Tickets are $15 for presale. Music lovers can enjoy jazz and juice at the Outbound Mammoth Lobby Wine Bar tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. Additionally, random acts of vinyl will take place at the Outbound Mammoth Lobby Wine Bar from 6 to 9 p.m. on Sunday. Lastly, Andrew Brandon and Scout, a fresh new music group inspired by the Black Keys, will be performing live at Distant Brewing, starting at 7 p.m. on Sunday. For more information on these events and so much more, don't forget to visit easternsierranow.com. All right, snow lovers, here's the deal. Mammoth is still serving up prime conditions. With 84 inches of packed powder, 178 trails, and 23 lifts spinning to keep you carving all day long. Today's forecast, partly sunny skies, light breeze, and perfect spring riding weather. So slap on that sunscreen, well, unless you want a classic goggle tan. That might be the thing nowadays. If you're feeling adventurous, Unbound has 8 terrain parks locked and loaded for all skill levels, from fresh park riders to full send pros. Looking for a top tier setup, South Park by Roller Coaster Express 4 is calling your name with a lineup of unique features. As always, ride smart, keep an eye on your landings. This one's important. Stop where people can see you, not in the middle of a blind drop. Trust me. You want the full rundown on this weekend's mountain events? Visit easternsierranow.com and get in the know. Now, get out there and make some turns. Stakes are high, and the votes are rolling in. See what I did there? You'll see in a second. This month, we're looking to find the best steaks in the region. We asked, and you answered, Back Alley Bowl and Grill is leading the charge in Bishop, while the Mogul is holding strong in Mammoth Lakes. But is your favorite steakhouse getting enough love? There's still time to tip the scales. Vote now and make sure the best steak claims the crown. Cast your vote now at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. Okay, sports fans, welcome to the Eastern Sierra Sports Report, proudly sponsored by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where strikes on the lanes meets sizzling steaks on your plates. Could be award-winning steaks. Let's see how this goes. Let's dive into the latest action from our local diamonds. First up, the Bishop Broncos JV softball squad faced off against the Levining varsity team. Despite their valiant efforts, our young Broncos took a tumble with an 18-5 loss. But hey, every setback is just a setback for a comeback, right? And bounce back they did in the league opener against Kern Valley. The JV Broncos unleashed their bats in a high-scoring spectacle, clinching a 38-21 victory. Talk about turning the diamond into a racetrack. Not to be outdone, the varsity softball team edged out Kern Valley in a nail-biter, securing a 7-6 win in their first league game of the season. Clutch performances like these remind us why we love this game. Meanwhile, on the baseball front, the Varsity Broncos showcased their prowess, defeating Kern Valley 8-3 in their league opener. With strong pitching and timely hitting, they're setting the tone for a promising season. That's a wrap for today's sports highlights. Remember, whether you're celebrating a win or shaking off a loss, Back Alley Bowl and Grill is the perfect spot to unwind. Till next time, keep those spirits high and those pitches low. Now for your weekend weather report for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes, California, from Friday, March 21st through Sunday, March 23rd. Let's kick things off with Bishop. Today, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high around 68 and a low of 39. Saturday brings more of the same delightful weather, partly sunny, high of 68, low of 41. Sunday wraps up the weekend with mostly sunny skies and a warm high of 73, dipping to a low of 42 at night. Perfect conditions for those outdoor adventures or a leisurely stroll downtown. Now let's ascend to Mammoth Lakes. Today, expect partly sunny skies with a high near 49, low of 30. Saturday warms up slightly with cloudy conditions, high of 49 and low of 29. And Sunday, well, that's the star of the show, with increasing sunshine and a high reaching 55 through temperatures that would probably drop to a brisk 28 at night. Ideal weather for hitting the slopes or enjoying the scenic trails. And that's your weekend weather update for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Whether you're planning to bask in the sun or carve through the snow, make the most of these beautiful days ahead, all right? And that's going to do it for today's news, folks. Whether you're heading to the slopes, the trails, or just the couch for a well-earned nap, that's where I'm going. Make sure you stay connected with Eastern Sierra Now. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for the latest local updates, stories, and of course, our witty take on the news. Follow us on social media to stay in the loop, because if it's happening in the Eastern Sierra, well, you'll hear about it here first. Enjoy the start of spring. We'll see you next time.